marsh.
All right, now is a marsh along the sea, or could it be anywhere?
It could be, I'm not blaming, but it could be anywhere. We have all over.
Yeah, could be anywhere, yeah. All down on that road, they go to the lake, fish, old marshes.
It's not necessarily salt water.
No, it's just a place where water will stand, I guess.
Low places. What's the difference in a marsh and a swamp?
Well, that's mostly where the marshes is, isn't it, in the swamps?
In low place in the
swamp.
I see, now the swamp would be the larger area, and the marsh would be in, within the swamp.
Within the swamp.
That's where you have the bio, I think.
Yeah.
They have bios around here?
That's where you have them. Like, even the bios, like some of them down the levee when you go down that way?
Yeah, all that.
Oh, that's bio land.
That one right down there.
Well, now what is bio land exactly? I'm not sure.
It's a little hillside with a little.
Shut up. Right down here, comes all the way through, it's called a bio down there.
Just what water.
Ditch down that drains all, land that.
Just like the water here, if it rains, it'll just run right off down in that bio. And there'll be big holes here with standing water in, then come on down here and it barely running, or if it runs. Isn't that the way that is?
Yeah,
then maybe there'll be another big hole, there's some more water in it.
Well, now the bio is this whole group of whole land, whether or not it has water on it? Or is the bio the part where the water is?
It has water in it most all the time, so in some places of it. But when it rains, it runs. But I don't think the water ever gets stagnant. It's just that fresh water. It rains so often, it'll renew it and run that stagnant water off of these. And
I
know I've been down here, and down this little stream, there'd be a hole here and some water in it. Well, maybe it'd be barely running out in this hole into another one, just like that. It was washed out or something. I don't know. Nature, I reckon, made it. God made it when he made the world or something. I didn't make it.
We fish in a lot of what's called New Zealand.
A bio is not necessarily where a lake or something comes up into the piece of land.
No.
It just refers to the type of land that holds the water like this.
All of it.
Good. What do you call poor sandy soil?
Poor sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
That's up top on hills, isn't it? Is that hill on the hill where the poor sandy soil is?
What do you call very rich soil then?
Well, that's where that's mold, or leaf mold, and where it rots and makes.
Did you ever hear it called low?
Low.
Loan?
The loan, yeah, loan, yeah.
Loan,
yeah. L-A-W-N. Yeah, L-A-W-N, yeah, the loan.
No, not loan.
No.
Loan. All this delta land got it. Now it's 18 foot. Where it's built up. Then we'll wear out. Or all these big plantations. They call it the delta. Why is a delta? It's a Greek letter. Delta. That's what I use, Brando. For a chill to them with a Greek letter delta.
Is it?
That's all of the part. They require it. People I work for. And you don't have ground. Bed out of back on the road. Bed rail with a headboard, table in on it, cutting out with a chip.
Oh. Well, now, if they wanted to get this land ready to plant, some of this swampy, marshy land, you'd say they are doing what to the marsh?
They must be draining it.
And what they would cut to drain it would be a drainage
ditch.
Right. What about a shallow arm of the sea would be called a. You ever hear that called a creek? Would a creek be fresh water or salt water?
Yeah, a creek would be a fresh water. I know a lot of streams of water we call the creek.
Right.